Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Happy hump day. This part of the show is brought to you by the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page. All the stuff we talk about winds up on the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page. So if you're like, what is this? What was that story about? There's a link up there for it. Or if we talk about a show or a movie, we always put the trailer up there. So it's a perfect resource for choosing your next movie or show. Stay updated on the latest celebrity trash and news stories. Check out our Sarah and Vinny Facebook page. Amazing. I don't know how we do it.
I do. We ask Bryn to do it.
That's true. That is, I actually literally didn't know how we did it.
Right.
Incredible.
Then I realized it was all Bryn and Alex. Thanks, guys. The Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Yeah.
Every year, they make their nominations, and actually, they're going to be announced tomorrow for this for 2023. Although I feel like maybe it was back before the new year when they made the inductions. I can't remember. It feels like it was really recent. Every year, they nominate people, and people go, "That's not rock and roll."
Well, there's a lot of controversy around the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. And if you remember not too recently, but you'll probably remember when Steve Miller was nominated or something and went on a rant, really anti the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. And it made him at first seem like, God, what a jerk.
Yeah. But why even show up?
Later, it turns out this Rock and Roll Hall of Fame is run by some family and it's just an announcement. They've started doing this. Is that how it works?
I don't know who runs the Rock and Roll Hall
of Fame. There's no overlord. It's not done by record labels in conjunction with
artists.
These are
just people who like music who've decided.
And so some people are not fans of this thing.
Yeah, and maybe don't even like the process.
And I do understand when they say, you don't have Iron Maiden in there, but you have Dolly Parton?
Right. That Dolly Parton's one of the examples they give. They call them artists outside the actual rock genre, like Eminem, LL Cool J, Dolly Parton. Mm-hmm. So nominees for the class of 2023 will be announced tomorrow. And they released a new mission statement that sounds like it might be an attempt to head off any criticism over their choices. But I like the statement. It's actually true. Although, because it's called the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, it's difficult to... But it isn't up to us. They're going to do whatever they want and deal with it. Like you said, it's... Just some dude who's like, I don't really like that song. They say, born from the collision of rhythm and blues, country and gospel, rock and roll is a spirit that is inclusive and ever-changing. The Rock and Roll Hall of Fame celebrates the sound of youth culture and honors the artists whose music connects us all. So the translation there is, we induct who we want. You can stuff it.
And that's what pisses people off, I think, is that attitude that, well, then we don't want to be in.
Yeah. Well, then don't.
Yeah, and there's that.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay, Steve Miller. You're all mad about it. Just don't go there and yell.
Yeah, I think it came off really badly for him. And unfortunately, later I kind of went, oh, he doesn't like their process. He doesn't believe in them. And how'd they get this power?
And as we get further and further away from the origins of what I consider to be the true rock and roll stuff, there's a zillion bands that aren't in there. And probably never will be. But I think the cutoff is 25 years. Well, 25 years ago, we were already working at this station. This is it's growing forward, and the people who are left behind, like I'm sure Steve Miller, you know, if you think about it, it's like, well, at least of all the acts that are 50 years old, we made it in, because as there are more and more acts turning 25 years old, there are fewer and fewer spots for the people who aren't in yet.
I don't know. I mean, he came off badly,
yeah.
But I look back and think, well, he was trying to make a point. And maybe he didn't feel like saying, hey, thanks for the nod. You know, I appreciate it.
Well, thanks for remembering us.
Right.
Speaking of Rock and Roll Hall of Famers, Ozzy Osbourne has canceled all his remaining shows and has announced his retirement.
Thank you.
Yeah. The crazy train has made its final stop, they say here in the New York Post. He has announced his retirement from touring.
Which he's done many times, by the way.
Well, this time, he's 74.
Yeah.
He pulled the plug on all his upcoming shows in the UK and Europe this year as he's recovering from spinal surgery. He was in an accident about 4 years ago.
Was this the ATV accident?
No, that one's older.
Oh, this was the fall in the bathroom or something like that.
Yes.
Okay.
He shared a statement today on social media. He said, I'm no longer able to tour around the globe due to the damage my spine's endured in a nasty accident. He said, you never would have imagined that my touring days would have ended this way. But that's, you know, because you don't imagine yourself growing to be in your mid-70s. I'm honestly humbled by the way you've all patiently held on to your tickets for all this time. But in good conscience, I've now come to the realization I'm not physically capable of doing my upcoming dates.
Right.
So there you go. And I mean, he's also in the middle of a new reality show. I think it's like Going Home or something. They left LA after Sharon's thing on The View The Talk. And now they're doing some hometown show.
And then I thought they said they weren't going to go, and he was glad because he's.
Well, he was saying he didn't want to leave.
Right.
But it was too late because they already committed to this show.
Oh, okay.
He says,
my singing voice is fine.
But his physical health sucks. And he's battling Parkinson's as well. So
yeah, he's a guy who never took, he wasn't ever in great shape to begin with and never took care of himself. So
it's a druggie.
It's a miracle he's still here.
He's undergone 3 operations, stem cell treatments, physical therapy, hybrid assistive limb treatment. Don't even know what that is. He's basically saying he would like to perform, but he doesn't want to have to travel. He said it's just really difficult for him. So he had some kind of major operation last June. It had been revealed that he'd just gotten out of the hospital. Look, he's 74. Give the guy a break, Sharon.
He's
got to perform for the little people.
He's for sure a rock and roll hero.
Absolutely.
Black Sabbath alone, and then went on to have a few
massive success.
Great solo albums.
Absolutely.
I care about the little people.
No, you don't. Don't say that.
You actually don't.
Don't say that.
It's clear in everything you do and say.
Right. Stop it.
I care about Ozzy getting back out on the road.
Mm-hmm.
Because then I'm alone, and he's making us money.
Ed Sheeran's in the news today. He is saying that turbulent things in his personal life caused his social media break. Do you want to just roll some of this? He made a video. If you follow him on Instagram, you've probably already seen this.
The reason I'm making this video is just being totally honest. I've had some turbulent things been happening in my personal life, so I just didn't really feel like being online and pretending to be something I'm not when I wasn't feeling like that. And I know that sounds weird, but hence I'm making this video to say things are looking up and I'm back online. So, weird is going to start being posted here. I've made this video like 50 times. I'm not making another one.
Okay.
That was the result of 50 tries? Because that was awful.
Yeah, not good.
I love this guy, but
like
come
random
on.
Random meanderings by Ed Sheeran.
That was the good take?
So now, of course, it wasn't. He's just done trying to cut it, it sounds like. Enough about that. This one's going up. To say you have something turbulent happening in your life, in your private life, has made the internet go bananas trying to figure out what's going on. And I'm no different. I was like, well, you know, he's married and has two kids. They just had a baby last May. So is
well,
it that?
Easy, is the it easy some... guess is the kids, right?
Right.
I mean, that's what.
Or postpartum depression. I mean, who the hell knows? He was like, you know what I'm not going to do? Bother posting on Instagram when.
Phony crap.
Yeah, I'm dealing with this stuff. So, you know, my hope is I wish him happiness. I think he's great. And I love that he married his high school sweetheart and that they have kids and that he's chuffed about it. Which was like the cutest thing I'd ever heard. So I think he's the first person I heard say that.
The weird thing about social media, as great as I think it is, because there are times when I see things from family or friends, and I do like it.
Yeah.
I got to know yesterday in advance that Alex had pierced his nose and was like, I'm happy to see that. Handsome. Brave. He went in there and put a needle right through his nose.
I appreciate that. Thank
well
you.
Well done, buddy. But in general, it does feel phony and made up. Like, I find myself going, I didn't think of it, doing it. It would have been a good post. But now I'm going to phony it?
Yeah.
Nah. And I just skip.
It feels obligatory sometimes, too. When you do it a lot, you feel like, I don't know who you think you're letting down, but you feel like, oh, I need to put something up there. And you don't. You don't need to. And if you're Ed Sheeran, you really don't need to, because you could have a guy following you around with the cameras. Be like, can you just take care of all my social? Just keep that
right.
thing going. So it is it's kind of a cool window into these people's worlds that we get, where there he is. I've done this 50 effing times, and I'm not going to, this is it. I'm just going to put this one up.
That
like,
is
it's
really weird.
But there he is being human. And I like that. I like that we have that kind of access, because otherwise the only time we'd ever see him is when he was performing or we'd hear his song on the radio. You know, you just wouldn't see that much. We have so much more access, and it isn't obligatory. And I think that that's
well, I'm glad
to take a break.
I actually am glad to hear that things are looking up for him.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't notice he was missing from social media, but I am happy to hear that whatever was going on is better. Go Ed.
Yes, go Ed all the time. You are amazing. No one is cooler. No one's cooler than him. When he's up on stage in his element and the music just appears to be moving through him. It's just, he's a joy to watch. There are people that I actually feel angst when I watch them perform. Like, oh no, that note's coming. But not this guy.
Oh.
He's easy. He's great. Taylor Swift, she knows how to do stuff. She really
does. Oh, what kind of stuff?
Not anything.
Are you talking
no.
about that? Oh,
I'm sure she knows that stuff too. Please, she's great at everything. She's probably the best lay ever.
Don't be so dismissive. Tell us the story.
It's not about that.
Though. Oh.
It's about clothes.
Oh.
Yeah. So Taylor Swift, there's Taylor merch, right? But she doesn't just do merch like, you know, oh, my 2011 tour shirt.
I got a scarf from her.
Go on.
They sent scarves here. You
oh,
didn't get a scarf?
Here, the promotional stuff.
Yeah.
I believe we got a box of her stuff.
Scarves.
Well, who wouldn't want that? And how about a cardigan from her? I mean, she's
oh,
all
did
about
you get
that.
One of those?
No,
I didn't see
one.
That.
But you can buy one. This is, she's got a merch collection.
Taylor Swift.
And of late, she adjusts it. Depending on what her latest album is all about and what videos she's made. So you know how she had that, you remember that ad she did maybe for American Express? I really don't know.
It's a credit card ad, yes. I remember it. I see it all the time. It's still airing.
It's her.
Like
in,
a bunch of different characters.
And it's like the Eras thing, right?
Yeah.
Which I think, isn't Eras the name of a record, or is there just a song with that? Anyways, Taylor Swift has...
It's pretty cute.
It's really cute. And you can buy every single look in that video.
From Capital One.
Oh!
Capital One. So it's, you can buy the gown. You can buy the long coat. I love that long coat. It's so nice.
I don't remember the long coat.
It's real. It's a good look, and it looks like something you'd wear on a cloudy gray day in London.
I like the one where she's the girl with the noise-canceling headphones on and says...
Oh, let me see if that's on there. Here, you want to come over and look
yeah,
at this?
Yeah, it's like something where the...
Just... The noise-canceling! You're being too loud.
I think it's this one.
I don't know.
But it's all these really adorable looks, footwear.
Bryn just got it, though.
Oh, the whole
Bryn.
Thing.
No, that was really good. The They're noise canceling. You're too loud.
Yeah. I mean, she's everything from sexy to dowdy. So it's Taylor. It's at Taylor Nation. And if you would like to purchase, if you were like, oh, that look, that's amazing. Go for it. Man, that gown is just incredible. It's kind of like, is that fuchsia? I don't even know what color that is. Pomegranate? It's beautiful. So there you go. If you've got money to spend, Taylor's got places for you to spend it. So this is Wednesday, and that is when we get our Billboard Hot 100 officially released, although we knew ahead of time who number one was going to be. But we're going to run through these really quick, because there's a ton of Alice music on here, which is nice.
Mm-hmm.
Coming in at number 10 is, I'm going to say Jake. Yeah, J-V-K-E.
I've been following him for a while on TikTok, actually.
Oh, what's his hook on?
This is a song. He goes around and does it for his old music teachers, and what, like, he films their reaction. It's fun to watch.
All right.
He plays the piano, too, while he's doing it.
So this song is called Golden Hour, and it's, I believe this is
it. Hook.
Oh, here we go.
Look at Brynn is into it.
Yeah.
I do like it a lot, yes.
All right.
So he just broke into the top 10.
Great.
22 weeks on the charts, and he's finally at number 10. So
way to go, Jake.
To him.
Jake from State Farm.
It's not that Jake. It's a different. This one spells Jake with a V in place of the A.
What are you wearing, Jake from State Farm? Khakis?
And a red shirt.
Did you guys watch the Michael B.
She
Jordan?
She sounds hideous. Well, she's a guy, so... No?
No, I've seen it.
Oh.
Did you see the Michael B. Jordan hosting Saturday
SNL.
Night Live this
no.
past week? They did a whole Jake from State Farm.
Oh, they did?
That was freaking hysterical.
Oh,
he was
good.
Really good. He was very good on it.
Oh, and he's handsome as you know what.
John Delicious. Goes, oh, of course we're watching this one. I'm like, yeah.
Well, you watch all of them.
I glance at him. He was great. He's single now, too. They had a whole thing where all the single girls on the show, even the ones who weren't single, were coming out and like, hi, Michael B.
Oh, they're all thirsty?
Hardcore.
There's your chance, Sarah.
Okay, right, I'm sure.
Oh,
that's
God.
What he wants.
We'd be so stoked if we got him.
Oh, we would be. What? So, Harry Styles is at number 9. God, he's beautiful. This is a former number 1 song, as it was. It's at number 9 this week. Well, there you go. Last week it was number 10. And number 8 is Drake and 21 Savage, Rich Flex. Can you do something for me? Number 7 is The Weeknd. I think we played this song already today, didn't we? Die
that's
for
right.
You?
We did.
Yeah. I like this song.
I think it was at 7 a.m. We played it.
The Used to Be Blue song, I'm Good, David Guetta and Bebe Rexha. This is it's fun because it reminds me of the other song I like. At number 5, and listen, remember, all day tomorrow is Sam Smith Day. We got tickets from 8 to 4 all day long. His song with Kim Petras, Unholy, is at number 5. You tell me that you do. Dirty, dirty boy. You know everyone is talking on the scene. At number 4 is Creepin'. This is Metro Boomin', The Weeknd, and 21 Savage. At number 3 is Antihero, Taylor Swift. That's been, God, I want to say that's been 10, 12, 13 weeks at number 1.
Well, she's the best, come on.
Obviously.
Mm-hmm. Duh.
Kill Bill by SZA is number 2. I love it. I might kill my ex. His girlfriend's next.
Is that what she's saying?
Yeah. Not a good idea.
Yikes.
Flowers, Miley Cyrus, your brand new number one. Actually, I think this is the second week of number one. She's killing it. I guess we could end with underpants.
All right.
Or panties, as some guys like to call them. I mean, I could mention that Britney's back on Instagram as River Red and ranting like normal.
She opened a new page, not
no,
in her name.
No, it still says Britney Spears, but then she's like, when you go to it, it says River Red on Instagram, and then it says she refers to herself as River Red. I think red rivers are bad things. I think there was a massacre upstream. So, I don't know who the F this chick is, and I don't know if she's hot enough for us to care about her underpanties, but Lotto.
Oh,
Lotto. L-A-T-T-O. I know. Do I know Lotto?
Of course you do.
How do I know her?
You mean Lizzo.
No, I mean Lotto.
You guys know this song.
Oh, yeah.
I can tell you got big energy. Big B energy. Oh, she's on this song?
This is her song.
Oh, her name is Lotto.
Lotto.
Okay. L-A-T-T-O.
Mm-hmm.
Well, she's been accused of wearing the same pair of panties twice in a row, I guess. They're cheetah print. So.
Without cleaning them, you mean?
That's what it sounds like.
That's the story, is this
right.
Person was.
So she says, so she decided she was going to auction off one of the pairs for 99 cents on eBay. It's down now, but she posted a screenshot of the listing and said, auction live on eBay since I can't wear them twice. The listing's been removed, but she gave a tour of her underwear drawer, and it's all, and she buys her underwear at Target, which she didn't have to. She's got a hit song, right? I mean, she could go get fancy underwear, but she likes the Target underwear, and it's they're five pairs of the same cheetah print. They're just little, you know, sort of wide thongs.
Okay.
I guess you could see them more than once, but I don't understand why. I mean, I guess people are looking at your underwear because it's out and part
well, based
of your...
on what you just said to me, it sounds like she only wears underwear one time. She said, since I can't wear them twice.
Well, I think she might be being facetious. Like, oh, obviously I can't wear them twice. But when you are showing off your underwear all the time, it would if you had several pairs of the same print,
it might
lead
look,
someone
okay,
to believe.
I see what you're saying. Sure.
She does have a giant butt. What does it say? Does it say twerk on her butt? Juicy?
No, it looks juicy, like Juicy, that old juicy brand pants. That, yeah. You know, clearly it's
hard
making a
read.
Comeback. If...
Right.
Okay.
Anyway, there you go. In,
wait,
in case you're wondering.
$95,650? What is that number
yeah,
there
it says
for?
105 bids on that.
And they're up to 100 grand, just about? That's, mm-hmm. Well, she took the listing down, but she should sell panties. You know, I was thinking, like, seems like there's a market for this. The panties and pictures of people's feet. Like, man. Do you have to wear the panties first? You wear the panties first.
You have to absolutely.
The
there's no. I don't know.
Do you have
why.
To wear them for like 2 or 3 days so that they
no.
get nice and.
No.
Right.
I mean, you could, I guess, but if you really want to overserve your customers.
Right.
But there is something to that. There's a scent, a pheromone, of something. The first time I heard that, I was like, "That's the dumbest thing I've ever heard," and then I, you know.
I mean,
I just want
to
say through
them,
experience,
I
have found that there is certainly something to that.
So you're telling me you root through the hamper?
I didn't tell you that.
But that is basically what you're saying.
What I'm also saying is it's not something it's just.
That doesn't come into the bathroom with you with the iPad?
That's not what I'm
saying. Has it ever done that?
Yeah.
Wear it as a mask?
No.
A good question.
Okay. I'm just trying to say there's something to that a lot more interesting to me than, say, a picture of your feet.
Bryn was saying that who's the girl who's selling her underpants and making like 50
grand
actually, a month?
You know, of course, it's always the start of any conversation. It was on TikTok. And some girls, like, they approach her and ask her how much she makes. These guys go around and ask people, hey, what do you do for a living? How much do you normally make? What do you have in your bank account? And she sells her panties, and she made $40,000 that month. She had like $600,000 in her bank account.
Random interviewer randomly found a link. Okay,
yeah,
that's not a setup, right?
Well, you never know.
Yeah,
is that just trying to encourage people to sell their underpants.
Remember the guy who would go around asking people who had nice cars?
Yeah.
Hey, you have a nice car. What do you do for a living? And these people would brag to him. Then you got that one guy in trouble and got him fired from a huge company. I forget which company.
Right here in town.
Yeah. Oh, I forget.
It was for like the golf thing, right, that he was at? Or some with the classic car.
What was that? Where did he work? He was like a marketing guy.
He said something. He was a douche.
It was from a movie. Right? He quoted a line from a movie like I something with big boobs or something. I forget what it was.
But yes!
It was from an old movie.
And then everyone at his work saw it, and it was a problem.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. All right.
But my point is that guy would go around asking random people about stuff, and they would answer him honestly, and people would get in trouble for it.
Never answer anything. Don't talk to strangers, I think is the moral here.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Sarah and Vinny. Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
All right. Here's what's happening.
Okay.
I heard this story yesterday and freaked the heck out for a second, and then I realized I wasn't using that brand. I went, whew.
Okay, all right, tell me.
Okay, so I wear contacts when I go surfing.
Yeah.
That's what I have to do. I have trouble seeing distances, and at speed, I really have trouble picking up important things.
Visual clues.
Like, there's a person in your way or something like that.
Right, okay.
So that's I wear those, and I often use those dry eye tears.
Okay.
They're not, what do they call that?
Is it just
they're not cosmetic in that they're getting rid of red eye or whatever, like Visine.
They just re-wet your
tears.
Eye. Yeah.
Right, exactly.
A little saline solution.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, I use a specific brand.
Oh, you do?
Do you?
No. There's one I think is called Blink, and another one is called...
Pure Moist.
Nope.
That's the one I use.
All right.
Clear Care.
What?
Clear Care.
Clear Care?
Is that what you use?
That's the one Anita uses.
Oh, okay.
All right.
The CDC is warning that a brand of eye drops may be linked to serious drug-resistant infections. At least one person has died.
Oh, my God.
Others were blinded after using these over-the-counter artificial tears. So, because I use those regularly, like daily. In fact, I just like the way they feel in the morning. I just put them in because it feels good. Partly because I haven't slept, really. So, there's that, like...
Well, it's just nice to not have gritty eyes.
Right. But to find out that...
This is unbelievable.
A person has died. Three others were left with permanent vision loss because of a bacterial infection linked to this brand of over-the-counter eye drops. This is from the CDC.
You are beginning to freak me out.
Yeah. A majority of those affected reported using preservative-free Esri Care... Artificial tears. Come here and look at this word. Make sure I'm saying it right. E-Z-R-I. Esri Care?
Sure. Esri Care?
Esri Care?
Maybe.
Artificial tears. E-Z-R-I. Same word. Care. C-A-R-E. Esri artificial tears were what they were using before they became ill.
So it made you not have what you needed to fight infection, or it was actually giving infections?
While the infections have not been definitively traced to the eye drops, the CDC recommends that patients immediately discontinue use of EzraCare artificial tears until they complete lab tests and analysis and decide that it isn't this.
Like,
but right now,
in this, that you would think it would just be distilled water with salt.
You would think, except they say specifically, now I've lost my place, that they are preservative free. So what does that mean? I don't know.
Does that mean something could grow in that?
Yeah, maybe.
But I thought nothing really grows in salt. I don't know.
The CDC team has identified at least 50 people in 11 states.
Jesus.
Who have this bacteria resistant problem. They say they're resistant to most antibiotics.
Oh, man.
Pseudomonas. I can't even say the word. But this has been reported in California, Colorado, Connecticut, Florida. So this is nationwide.
Jeez.
On and on. New York, Nevada, Texas, Utah, Washington. Most patients said they'd use these artificial tears before becoming ill. 11 developed eye infections, with 3 of whom have been blinded in at least one of their eyes. Others had respiratory infections or urinary tract infections.
Wow, you would not think that any of that would be related to drops you're putting in your... Like, I don't even think of that as being... It's almost topical. Like, it doesn't feel like something that's going into me, but it is... I mean, I guess it's between your eye and the lid and wherever else is available for it to seep.
It's one of those things, and I'm not trying to be cute here, but you blindly trust that. You just go, yeah, well, there's... You
know, eye drops. What could possibly go wrong?
And I specifically, they're not cosmetic. They're just
right.
To moisten your eye.
Yeah.
So, you know, you'd see that more likely, I think, in something that's function is to change your eye, you know, like...
Visine or something.
Yeah, like something like that.
Get the veins out.
Anyway.
Huh. That's awful. And it's
they say
here in
this
California
has been
too,
they've
huh?
been sold on Amazon and at stores like Walmart. Which
okay,
that's everybody buys at Amazon and Walmart. So yikes.
Yeah.
Anyway, I just wanted to report this and make sure you're aware. If you've got this brand of eye lube, these artificial tears, don't use it anymore. EzraCare artificial tears, causing.
Oh, I hope we're not like freaking people out, right? Now. I mean,
well,
you should be freaked out. You should be a little freaked out.
I'm trying to tell you
to
stop using that. That's all.
Right.
I don't, you know, if you haven't had a problem yet, then
fingers
I think you're off the hook.
Right.
I think you're okay. Next story.
All right.
The Sierra snowpack has hit its highest level in 30 years. Not since Toy Story packed movie theaters. And Steve Young led the 49ers to their 5th Super Bowl win. And gasoline cost $1.28 a gallon. Has there been so much snow in California's most famous mountain range at the end of January? It's absolutely massive, says Coop, Kevin Cooper.
Coop.
From a ski resort. He's a ski resort consultant who lives near South Lake Tahoe. Coop says, I've spent so much time with my snow shovel that I named it. My wife thought I was having an affair.
What's her name?
But I'm bump. Come on.
Oh, was that? Okay.
Come on.
Come on, Coop made a joke, guys.
Yeah,
raw. I nicknamed her Sally Mae.
The snowpack was 208% of its historical average for this time of year on Tuesday.
That's so great.
I want to report good news when I can. And there's some for you.
That is good news. Good news for everybody in California.
What would also be great, not today, maybe even not tomorrow, but a little more snow, too.
Like a little
maybe
more
even
rain,
a month
little
away.
A little more snow.
A little, like, you know, down
keep it coming.
March. How about a late, early spring, late winter?
Or just how about every couple days it rains?
That'd
we get
good.
A decent rain.
Yeah.
Not just a little splash.
A 22-year-old girls' basketball coach in Virginia was caught impersonating one of the players on the team in a game.
So this is a high school basketball coach, and she's like 23 or 22, you said?
This is my bad 80s movie, you know, where there's a player that calls in sick, and the coach goes, give me the uniform, I'll go in.
Yeah.
2 weeks ago, an assistant coach of a girls' JV basketball team in Virginia entered the game herself as a player. Her name is Arlisha Boykins. She's 22. She was impersonating a 13-year-old who was out of town and wasn't able to play.
Oh.
There's a video online of Arlisha playing the game, and she was not worried about staying under the radar.
Oh, she was as good as she could be.
She took over the game. Not laying low and just, you know, throwing in a few tasteful shots. She took over.
So did after they crush word the got other out, team or what?
Well, yeah, but after word got out, she was canned by the school. Several other coaches, including the head coaches of the JV and varsity teams there in Virginia, were also let go.
Oh, because obviously they were in on it. I mean, hey, aren't you 22? That's weird. Keep playing. You're doing good.
Yeah, you're doing real good. The girls on the team decided to opt out of the rest of the season, too. So the whole thing got torpedoed because this girl thought, hey, I'll go in there and get us a win.
Now's my chance. Put me in, coach.
The dad of the 13-year-old who was being impersonated was not amused, saying, coaches always preach about integrity, so yeah, I was shocked. Mm. Oh, this is, there's Bryn found video.
Bryn actually found the video. Which one is she?
She's the one making shots.
She's this one right here.
Oh, my God. The other kids are going, what's happening here?
Why is there a grown-up out here with us?
Bow. Blood.
Center flying. What? Well, that happened, and now she doesn't have a job.
Well,
all right.
Maybe she could try out for a real team. Although, she doesn't have smooth moves. Like, did you see how she's kind of stumbled off the court?
The thing about the high school sports, did she make that? She did. Wow. Nice. This is a way into college for a lot of people.
Yes.
This is their ticket into school. So it is a big deal. There are people watching high school sports to see if you're the next recruit.
Yeah.
We're going to give you
a good team.
A slot on our team, and we're going to give you a college education for your athletic skills.
Yeah.
It's a nice deal. And most people get – not everybody goes pro.
No, most people don't.
But that's a good deal.
But dream.
Right.
And learn.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
Take advantage of the gift you're given if someone gives you an athletic scholarship.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
You can be fourth string and still make good money.
Yeah. Or you.
Yeah, no kidding.
Turns out you don't have to play for 15 years and then just get hurt right when you get on the field and you're all set. Just sit back. Oh, sit back down.
That poor guy. You know what? We're talking now about the 49ers who lost their third string player and the fourth string guy came in. This was someone they picked up. Because everybody had been hurt. What's his name?
Josh Johnson.
And I'll tell you, you look back at it and you go, what were our coaches thinking? Like, you couldn't get someone a little more ready to get out there and play than Josh Johnson?
We were on our fourth guy.
They had more depth.
They could have looked elsewhere and found someone.
Put the guy with the broken arm back in. We'll hand the ball off. It'll be fine.
Unbelievable.
Kyle should just went in there and played.
Yeah.
Golly. Would you say you're more productive in the morning or the afternoon?
Morning.
Yeah, so is everybody else. A poll found the average office worker is most productive at 10:22 in the morning, and it's downhill from there.
Oh, wow. I'm
our biggest slump happens at 1:27. It's the after lunch thing.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I always felt like when I worked like a 9-to-5, I felt like 3 p.m. just kill me already. Like, enough.
The day's over and you just are counting the minutes now.
Right? And there's 2 whole hours left. I think I had one break at 4 o'clock.
Where was this?
Sears.
Oh, Sears?
Yeah. It wasn't super hard.
You were
work.
A kid.
I know. Well, but on the weekends, that was when all your hours were.
I worked so many different jobs.
Yeah.
So many.
Everybody goes through that, though.
Do they?
Sure.
I was working when I was 12.
Yeah, that's weird. You just wanted access to that cigarette machine. I'm
no,
convinced.
I wanted to make money. I needed dough. I mean, what can you do without money? You need money to do stuff.
Yeah, I used to iron shirts for this lady down the street.
What?
Yeah. It didn't last that long, but that was the first time I can really remember getting paid to do something was...
come into my house and iron my shirts.
Mrs. Rosane. She would have to iron her husband's shirts all the time, and she was hanging out with my mom. I'm like, I'll do it. She goes, you know how to iron? I'm like, well, I know how irons work.
It's a thing, though.
Oh, yeah.
I'm not good at ironing. Yeah, that's why
it's
I don't.
Really. So I did the first couple shirts, and she came in, and she was like, okay, well, you need to do this. You know, she clearly knew how to iron. So I tried again, and I got them done. And then I think I did it a couple times, and she'd had enough of me. She's like, it's just easier for me to not babysit you while you iron the shirts. I could do a better job on.
Well, 10/22 is when you're at your best, everybody.
Yeah.
That's your peak.
I guess no one would let you babysit, huh?
I didn't want to babysit.
Oh, babysitting's great.
I didn't want any part of that.
Oh.
I had two little brothers.
Your mom should have paid you to babysit.
Well,
them.
No, I didn't want to do that. That's what I'm saying. Like, I wanted no part of that. No. No, I went out and did.
Shoe shining at Disneyland.
Mm-hmm. It was the best job in the world.
Oh, well, sure.
Shining shoes was, you know, something I had to learn, so it took a second. But I got to go into Disneyland before it opened every day and ride Space Mountain and play video games.
Awesome. How far did you live from there? Did your dad drive
20
you?
Minutes. No, the guy who, my buddy's dad was the barber at Disneyland.
Oh, and you need a shoeshine boy.
Shoe shine boy. So my buddy had done it before, and his dad had asked him, you going to do the shoeshine this summer? And my buddy goes, no, I want to
have
fun.
So you
did
it for a whole summer?
Yeah.
Nice.
Every day for a whole summer. And that's, you know, some of the stories I've told you come out of me being alone in Disneyland and there's no one shining shoes or no one coming in. I'll go check a hotel out, buy some cigarettes and see what's up.
From those pull machines. Mm-hmm. I'm 12, bitch.
So now I look back and just think, how did someone not grab me by the scruff of my shirt?
It was the 70s.
Take me straight to my parents.
Actually, I guess it must have been the 80s by then. If you were 12.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't know. But I know that there I was in the lobby of the Disney Hotel going, I'm on a break. What?
It's my cigarette break. And you would just sit there and you could smoke inside places at the time, right? So there were probably guests of the hotel.
Well,
going,
the thing, I don't know
smoking.
If you remember this, and maybe you don't pay attention in hotels, but there used to be these little side places with little chairs and you could just
and
sit.
Ashtrays.
Yeah. And so that was sort of where I went and found a little spot off to the side and would just kick back. And I had my Walkman on with, you know, Minor Threat playing.
You big bunk full of braces.
Punk rock. Yes. Yes, I had braces. Lots of them. Where am I? Oh, God. Our text number is 800-400-3697. Sarah, my first job was ironing shirts for my grandma.
Oh, funny.
Made some walking around money.
Yeah. I don't remember what I got per shirt, but, you know, it probably wasn't even a dollar.
Did you see the Jimmy Kimmel clip about how the 49ers were going to start looking for a cheerleader with a good arm to put in the game? I didn't, but that's...
Jimmy's funny.
It did get ridiculous. In real life, they were going, the next person up is Christian McCaffrey, who only joined the team mid-season, and he's a running back. Mm-hmm. And that's who they were getting ready to throw in there. Vin, rumor is if that Brady unretires and comes to the Niners, he's bringing Gronk with him. I heard
well,
the
people,
story yesterday that they were looking at Tom Brady and was kind of stoked about it. That was before he announced his retirement again. So
does he do that to get more money? Like,
no.
Are you sure?
No.
We'll pay you twice what you were making.
No, I don't
come
know.
Come on and be the fourth string quarterback.
He's going to go get Giselle back.
Yeah. Give her the money. Yay.
707 says, your eyes are actually a direct path to your bloodstream. I've heard rubbing your eyes is more likely to get you sick than touching your mouth.
Oh, funny.
Mm.
Well, it is a thin, viscous surface.
AGH. I hope I didn't just say something wrong.
AGH?
I don't know. I use drops all day and even wake up and put them in at night. I had a dry eye and used 4 different brands, scouring the house now. Thanks, Vinny. Yeah, that's why I did that. I'm not trying to scare you, but if you've got that brand, you definitely don't want to use it.
Oh, AGH is like UGH. Like that. Ah.
Oh, okay.
Ag.
Someone else says, I think it was an Apple employee who quoted a line from Caddyshack that
That's
got
right.
him in trouble.
Mm-hmm.
An Apple guy.
Mm-hmm. I was, you know, I knew it was somewhere here
it
locally.
Was, yeah, it was like a big, it was a big deal for
yeah.
him.
Yeah. I love that State Farm commercial. It was the best.
Oh, are they talking about the Michael B. Jordan State Farm thing?
No, well, not the Michael the B. The original. Uh-huh. She sounds hideous. Yeah, well, she's a guy, so, you know. That's good. My kid quotes it all the time, too. We better go, right?
Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2 times points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.